Now take a look tonight, Parshas Ekev. The opening Rashi, the opening Ramban, and the word that opens our Parsha. The Torah opens by the Sedra opens by speaking about Yisrael Yonash. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, if we'll live the way we're meant to live, so we'll receive untold schar for proper exercise of our bechira chavshus. We listen to these mishpatim, and we keep them, and we act in the fashion that Kadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for us. V'shamar Hashem lokech lecharos habris v'sachesed. We'll be zochet to see the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping the covenant He made with us and the kindness that He promised to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. It is, after all, kindness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's care for us is more than we could possibly deserve. And that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. And the pasuk can go on to describe different sorts of goodness we can enjoy. The primary schar for our mitzvahs is an Alma Haba, but the Pesukim describe goodness we'll enjoy in Alma Hazeh as well. But Rashi really turns our attention to the this more or less, these are familiar concepts and familiar words, but that word Ekev, the word which becomes the titular word, that becomes the title for the entire Sedra, how do you translate that? Ekev is sort of like an odd word. Ekev Tishmun Esa Mishpatim Ha'ela. The Pasha Peshada means because, or in return for. Ekev Tishmun, in return for listening to the mitzvahs, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will in turn shower us with chesed. But of course, the problem is that there are much easier ways, much more standard ways of saying that. Im Tishmun, Tachas Tishmun, Kasher Tishmun. Ekev. What does that mean? So Ramban quotes from Rashi. Kemo ba'avur. It means, again, in return for doing the right thing. V'chein ekev asher shama Avraham b'koli. This is not the first time we hear that combination. Ekev l'shmoa. You have it in Chumash Bereishis. V'chasav Rashi. But Rashi writes. And Rashi, again, is motivated by the question that we were just unpacking. Why the word Ekev? Why not a more standard way of saying this? So Rashi quotes that there must be this is the Pshul Shal Mikra, is Ba'avur, but the choice of this particular word is meant to load this sentence with an added additional layer of meaning, which is Im HaMitzvos HaKalos Sha'adam Dash Ba'akevav Tishmu'un Yishmar Lecha Hashem Haftachasam. Ekev literally means heel. So it's being used in both senses. Ekev, because of, in return for, in response to. But also Ekev and the heel. How the heel? If we listen to the heel type of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that a person only would dash by cave, the sort of thing that people would step on. It's sort of things that we tend to not take seriously. The things that we tend to not value. Wrongly, inaccurately. But common practice is so many things that are Dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam. Things that are at the top of the world, and they're so significant. People tend to not take seriously enough. So it's those sorts of things that the Torah is specifically referring to. Oh. That's what Rashi says. This is highlighting the significance of those mitzvahs which people don't take seriously enough. Now the Ramban comment, and that's a very, very significant idea. The Sefer Chassidim, I believe, speaks about the notion, in Halacha there's a concept of the Meis Mitzvah. Rachman Letzlan, you have a Jewish corpse no one is taken care of. So there's an extraordinary mitzvah to take care of a mace, she'ein lo kovrim. So Sefer Chassidim, Yehuda HaChassid, one of the Chassidei Ashkenaz from the Middle Ages, See, he writes, it's the concept of Mace Mitzvah doesn't only apply to a human body. It could also apply to an area of Torah or to a mitzvah. Some areas of Torah that people aren't interested in. No one's paying attention to them. You have particular areas of halacha, mitzvahs, that in a particular social milieu, everyone is ignoring. Sefer Chasidah writes, that part of Torah, that mesechta, that field, that mitzvah becomes a mace mitzvah. And there's added significance to, you know, caring about the areas that people aren't caring about. So that idea, Rashi is already saying, Ekev Tishman, those mitzvahs which socially, societally, it's become acceptable to just ignore, if you're careful of those mitzvahs that people tend to ignore, there's added schar in that. Oh, that's what Rashi says. Again, because the basic meaning of it is ba'avur, because of, so of course then the question arises, so why the word ekev? There are so many other ways you could have said it, and the answer is this additional layer of meaning, derech drash, dvarim she'adam dash ben ba'keva. And then the Ramban goes on to quote, there's a second approach in Rishonim, ha'mefarshim amru, the mefarshim say, Rav Shavel points out Ibn Ezra and the Radak, and others, the early Svarni Rishonim, they, Kadmone Svarad, they disagree with Rashi, and they say Ekev doesn't mean because of. They say Tam Ekev, the Perush, the basic translation of the word Ekev is Schar Ba'acharis. It's the Schar that comes afterwards. Bishamram Ekev Rav, Pasuk we say every Shabbos morning. Bishamram Ekev Rav, that which comes in response. Yomar, so he says, according to the Ibn Ezra, the Radak, this is the tachlis. This is going to be the consequence of keeping these mitzvahs, is sheyishmor Hashem lecha bris v'chesed v'ahevach. So that's the approach of Ibn Ezra, of Radak, that the word Ekev does mean because of. The word Ekev means schar, a resultant schar. And then the Rabban says, here's my approach. Here's my approach to what Ekev means. The Hanachon, what I think is correct, says the Rabban, ki yikru'u b'lashon ha-kodesh tchilas kol davar b'lashon rosh. That in biblical Hebrew, we use the word rosh to mean the beginning of something, the head. Right? So it literally means the head of a body. But he says it's common idiom in biblical Hebrew to use the word head, rosh, just mean the beginning of anything. Raya l'davar, he says, a pasuk in Tehillim, rosh dvarcha emes. A pasuk that already rings with the Yaakov Rosh Hashanah. And we began Shev D'Nechemta yesterday. Shev D'Nechemta are the seven haftaras that bridge us from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. That's where it leads. Takes us all the way to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Dvarach HaEmes. Wow. So Rosh Dvarach HaEmes, the head of your word, that means the beginning of your word. Your word begins with truth. You see the word Rosh, used to mean the beginning of something. Gadol Hadar is called Rosh Ha'am, the head of the people. The Meshubach, that which is most, the highest grade, grade A, Rosh Besamim. The head of Besamim doesn't mean literally the head of a body. It means grade A, the top. The Chenyikru Acharisa, the Ramban says, once you recognize, after we say Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah means the beginning of the year, not the head literally, the beginning of the year. So says Ramban, Gvalt. He says, well, if we use the word head to mean the beginning of anything, then Chenyikru Achar is called Davar Ekev. The end of something is the foot. Ki halashon yispos dimyono ba'adam. This language, this idiom is built, you know, is metaphorically using the imagery of a person's body. Harosh tchila ve'ekev ba'achris. The sof. So, you know, from top to bottom, your head is the beginning, and your feet, your heel, is at the very end. From head to toe. Or, in the Hebrew idiom, from head to heel. From rosh to ekev. V'chein yomar ha-kasev l'rosh l'zanav. The psukim talk about the head and the tail. L'dimyu guf ha-behema. In an animal body, it's from head to tail. Well, in a human body, it would be from head to heel. So what the Ramban says is, this is the end of, this is the end of the process. This is what will come afterwards. And I want to just, but the Ramban goes on to take another approach as well, but I want us to pause, I want to stop here and just digest for a couple of moments what Ramban just said, and draw out sort of the difference between the second approach and the third approach, and see there's a much larger idea at play here. Again, we saw three approaches, right? What does Akev mean? According to Rashi, Akev means Bavur, in return for. That's why Rashi needed, there's so many ways to say that, could have been Ki, Kasher, Tachas, etc. That's what Rashi said, the additional layer of meaning, that Derech Drash, that those things which societally are insignificant. Dvarim Sha'adam Dosh Behen Ba'akeva. The Ibn Ezra and the Radak had said, it means it's the schar that comes as a result. And Ramban said, no, it just means the end of something. It's the heel, the opposite of the rosh, the end of the process. So, seems very technical. And let me ask you a technical question. Our last question for this evening, a question I think that will, as so often the case in learning, a technical question can lead us to very broad vistas in the answer. What's the difference between Pshat 2 and Pshat 3? Right. Pshat 2, the Ibn Ezra Radak, it was, as he said, it's the schar, this schar ba'acharis, the schar that comes at the end. And the Rabban says, no, I think that's not what it means. It means the end. Didn't he say the same thing? Right. Again, he said, Rashi says it means ba'avur, and the Meili has an additional level of derech drash. Mefarshim say Ekev means schar ba'acharis. Rabban says, I think it means the end. So what do you say? He's saying the same thing. Right. What's talking about? What's Rabban saying? Why is he differentiating himself from the Mefarshim, from Ibn Ezra and Radak? Right? A good, sharp, technical question. Now, if you work through the Cheshbon, work through the Diak, we would say, well, the difference between Mefarshim, the earlier Sfaradim, and the Rabban himself, the Nachon, is actually not what Rabban is adding, what Rabban has taken away. So take a look at what they said. The Mefarshim said here in the third line, Ekev means Schar Ba'acharis. And the Rabban is saying it just means the end. Not necessarily Schar, but just the end. Right? And the Rabban said, look, this is not a specific term. This works in the general pattern. Rosh always means the beginning of something, and Ekev is always the end of something. And the visual works very well. But what the Rabban is really doing is taking, I said, it means, in general, the end, as opposed to schar ba'achris. In other words, it's not about payment. I think what the Rabban is highlighting for us is it's not so much that this is the schar you get in return for. He's taking the schar part off. Well, but isn't that what we're talking about? We're talking about tzar. You'll do mitzvahs in HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shamar Hashem l'cha sabris v'sachesed. So I think there are two very important nuances here. Number one, the Rabban is painting a sort of a more natural picture. This is like the natural consequence. You'll live the way you're supposed to live. M'meila v'shamar Hashem elokecha l'cha sabris v'sachesed. No, I'll pay you for it. It's m'meila. Where does that take me? I think it takes me to the fact, no one recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the default is, there's a bris. The default is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malei Chesed. The default is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much goodness. The way Roshom chose to set up the world, as the Ramchal develops at much greater length, and Mesiel Sharman on this farm, based as our captain points out, on Rav Sadia Gaon and Munas Vedeus, and perhaps this Ramban as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu was interested in doing good for us. But the way Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could have just created us and put us straight into Olam Haba, a context that was optimized, designed by the divine engineer to be a place of Tanug, a place of giving goodness to us. Could have just put us straight into Olam Haba. But Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to design the universe such that we enjoy goodness that much more when we've earned it, when in some way we own it.